Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Earlier this week, after 75 years in business, Bove's Italian restaurant in downtown Burlington closed. No more lines out the door of the cramped dining room. No more sneaking in the back door through the kitchen to grab a lasagna to go. There are many memories of Bove's, and here to share some of them is Candace Page. She writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. Candy, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
It's great to be here, Rick.
Take us back to the very beginning, when the restaurant opened in 1941. What was the restaurant and the neighborhood like then?
Louis and Victoria Bove were immigrants from the region of Naples who lived in Burlington's Little Italy, which was a small neighborhood but a very cohesive one where everyone knew everyone else. This was off Pearl Street near Battery Street, for those of you who know Burlington geography. The Boves had a horse-drawn cart from which they sold hot dogs, and apparently they made enough money from hot dogs to open Boves Restaurant on Pearl Harbor Day in 1941. The restaurant had the classic black and white tiles on the front that it still has. The Boves and their 13 children lived above the restaurant, and Victoria grew plum tomatoes in the backyard and made a tomato sauce that had, gasp, garlic in it. A plate of spaghetti cost a quarter when the restaurant opened. Beer was a nickel, and her meatballs were homemade. So over the years, Bove's became a true institution in Burlington, partly because of the food and its low prices. You know, a plate of spaghetti and meatballs last week at Bove's was still just over $8. But also it was a gathering place and a place where many Vermonters were first introduced to restaurant food. One of Victoria's sons, Fiore Babe Bove, was always behind the bar, talking politics and sports and greeting customers, most of whom he knew by name. In the late 40s, Bove's had one of the first televisions in Burlington, so people would go to watch sports. Babe Bove was elected to the state senate, and famously, in 1980, his younger brother, Dick, ran for mayor in a three-way election. Dick Bove won enough votes for a young, self-described socialist to defeat longtime incumbent Gordon Paquette. And that was the beginning of Bernie Sanders' political success.
Wow. I had no idea the Boves played a role in that.
Absolutely.
You spoke to customers who frequented Boves. What are some of their memories?
First, let me say that if you grew up in Burlington in the 50s and 60s, as I did, you knew Boves. It's hard to understand now, but in the 40s and 50s, Bove's food was almost exotic. Vermont was a place of meat and potatoes. Seasoning was pretty much limited to salt and pepper, and that was true even in my own family. My mother was a terrific cook, but the spice cupboard didn't get opened very often. So the idea of a generous amount of garlic, oregano, basil, olive oil, parmesan, well, that was either horrifying to your palate or very, very exciting. If all you knew of Italian food was Chef Boyardee, and that's all I knew, then Bove's was a revelation. I talked with a Burlington native, Bob Gilson, who was in my high school class, actually, and he now lives in New York City and has eaten in restaurants all around the world. He had his first plate of Bove's spaghetti when he was about 11. His single mother worked all the time. They didn't have much money. And Bob said he literally grew up on TV dinners and Chef Boyardee. Well, one night his mother brought home Bove's takeout spaghetti and meatballs. And he described it as the meal that launched his love affair with food. It was the best meal he had ever eaten in his 11 years. And he says it's still in his taste memory all these years later. My sister remembers her third grade teacher, who happened to be one of the Bove daughters, taking students to lunch at the restaurant. It was a very popular place for sports team dinners. So my friend John Hulbert, also class of 1965 at BHS, went for the first time with his basketball coach, and he said he was completely puzzled and needed the coach to sort of walk him through the menu and, and introduce him to things like antipasto. I talked to a woman whose first meal after delivering each of her three children was Bove's spaghetti, which her mother brought her in the hospital. Other people remembered first dates, anniversaries, birthdays, all celebrated at Bove's. When Mary LaPierre of Essex Junction and her husband built their first house, they celebrated with Bove's takeout in front of their new fireplace. I just love that picture. Many customers talk to me about Babe Bove's deep voice and welcoming personality, and so many adults remember as children Babe hanging little clear plastic monkeys off the edge of their glass. And that was a real treat. You would count on getting this rim of plastic monkeys when you went to Bove's.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Candace Page, who writes for the Save a Vore section of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing Bove's in Burlington. For me, I'll always remember the cocktails menu that was straight out of Mad Men, with the drinks served in tall juice glasses. The quirky 8:45 closing time, still don't understand that one. And the day they put the sign out front that declared, every night is lasagna night, not just Wednesdays anymore.
Not just Wednesday. Right.
So any memories that you have?
Well, you know, as an adult, a young adult, I ate at Bove's all the time. And, of course, I remember the lines out the front door. And you really had to go early or late because otherwise you were going to stand. But when I was growing up, you know, most families didn't eat out much. And I don't think I had my first sit-down meal in a restaurant till I was maybe 16. And I never sat down at Bove's as a young girl. But it was incredibly exciting for me to go in the side door with my father on a dark winter evening to get takeout spaghetti. Babe would be behind the bar. The lights would be sparkling on the mirror and all the bottles lined up on the bar. And he and my father would rib each other because Babe Bove was a rabid Yankees fan. And my father was a lifelong devotee of the Red Sox. So they would kid each other about that. And it all seemed so grown up and sophisticated, just so different from ordinary life.
There's no more Bove's restaurant. But what happens next for the current generation of the Bove family?
Well, a key reason that Mark Bove, who is the third generation, and his brother Rick are closing the restaurant is they want to focus on producing Bove's sauces for the national market. They've been bottling those sauces for a number of years. They are in many supermarkets, and they want to grow that business. But Mark really wants people to know that Bove's is still operating a local catering business. So if you, Rick, still want spaghetti and meatballs, you and I can get together a group and order up a Bove's meal.
Oh, I love it. Candace Page writes for the Save a Vore section of the Burlington Free Press. Candy, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
It's always such fun to be here, Rick. Thanks.